If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far.
Well, tighten your seatbelt, we have a lot to do. We are going visiting all kinds of wonderful places in and around Rochester, New York. And I don't know what you know about Rochester, New York, but it offers so much to the visitor and so much that is truly world class. So come and bring your camera, especially to a city that, so much of its growth was based on George Eastman and his creation of the Kodak camera. And we'll be talking in the third hour today about George Eastman's home and museum, and so much more, including food, because there is some spectacular food in the city, some gorgeous architecture, and there are places around the city. Yesterday on Travelers 411, we talked about Pittsford, New York, which is about a half hour outside of Rochester, where you jump aboard the Sam Patch and do a little river thing on the Erie Canal, go into canal locks and whatnot. If you missed yesterday's show, you've got to, Travelers 411, hear the interview with the president and CEO of Visit Rochester, Don Jeffries, who knows his stuff. He is a travel industry man. But we're going to be going off this hour to visit the Genesee County Village and Museum in Mumford, New York. Also, just about a half hour drive, but it's country roads, and that's why, you know, it takes a little longer than the actual distance from Rochester to Mumford, New York, where you will find this darling recreation of a village in Genesee County. But what's remarkable about it is, you know, often when there are restored villages and villages where they've picked up houses and brought them to one place, they're all from the same period of time. These span colonial 1800s and newer. And you're going to love this, truly love this. So stick with me. We're going to go off to talk with Becky Whale, who is the president, CEO, and granddaughter of the founder of the Genesee County Village and Museum in Mumford, New York.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's Super Sundays on the Tanglewood Grounds in Lenox, Massachusetts, every Sunday through August 27th. Between noon and 2, enjoy new and exciting events for all ages to enhance your Tanglewood experience. Activities take place at various locations throughout the grounds, like food tastings, face painting, family games, and more. Visit bso.org for more details.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
Through the wonderful courtesy of the folks over at Visit Rochester, we were sent a magic carpet and a wonderful representative from visit Rochester to come and fetch us from Niagara Falls, New York, and bring us to Rochester. And we're on our way into Rochester itself, but we've taken a long cut, short cut, a round cut, to make a stop and a visit at the Genesee Country Village and Museum in Mumford, New York, which I am told is about a 30-minute drive and 20-mile trip to downtown Rochester. So it's an easy visit if you have plans to be in western New York State, and I hope you will have plans. It's so beautiful here, and the people are so nice. And there's so much history and interesting things, and I'm lucky to be with Becky Whaley, who is the president and CEO of Genesee Country Village and Museum. Well, thank you for welcoming us today. This place is amazing.
Oh, well, we're glad you could be here. Thank you.
I've heard the name Genesee in other places in New York. And there's a town called, I'm sure it's, if I'm not making a big mistake, which I will double check, I'm sure it's called Genesee Depot in about 90-minute drive outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where you will find the holiday home of the acting couple Lunt and Fontaine. And that place is worth seeing. So now you can add another Genesee to your list of places we've talked about. Let's talk specifically about Genesee Country Village and Museum. What is the mission here? What is there that not only is of interest for people to see, but what are you trying to do here, Becky?
So we are the largest living history museum in New York State, and we have three parts to our museum. So we have a historic village that is 68 historic structures, all of which were moved here from locations throughout about 80 miles from where we are right now. So I like to say that back in 1966, when the museum was born, there was nothing here but open field, and every single building was moved here, recreated into a historic village and with various parts, and is as you see it now. And then in addition to the village, we have an art gallery that has an outstanding collection of wildlife and sporting art, along with a 19th century clothing collection.
Wow, I got to get into that.
I know. Yep, we can talk more about that. And we have a nature center that has trails and activities for families throughout the year. So our mission, really, and our goal is to bring history to life for people, the history of 19th century Western New York. So what was going on here between roughly 1800 and 1870? There were a lot of changes. The Erie Canal came through, and it was really a time of rapid growth and change here. And you can see all of that in what we do here.
Who started this place? Whose idea was it and who had the passion to pull it all together, persevere, overcome who knows how many hundreds of thousands of obstacles must have been in the way of progress to create the Genesee Country Village and Museum?
It was actually my grandfather who started it. I know. And I like to say, you know, you could never make this museum today. For a lot of the reason of why he started it, which was he lived out in the country outside of Rochester, but worked in downtown Rochester. So he was frequently driving back and forth, kind of on the back roads and out in the country. And he could see that there were houses and other buildings that were old but weren't being taken care of. Some of them were being torn down to build highways and other things. And he said, we need to do something to try to preserve this history. And so he'd been to places like Colonial Williamsburg and Sturbridge Village before and saw that there was a model like this. And so he said, we're going to start this village. And he did that.
And Sturbridge is in our home state now for bunches of years. the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and you come out and visit us in the Berkshires. It's about a 90-minute drive, and it's a beautiful and easy drive to get to Sturbridge Village. And what a nice trip that would be for the rest of you around the country to come up to the Northeast. Go visit. Well, if you come up through the South, stop in Williamsburg for sure. On Long Island in New York, the Bethpage Restoration is another place you might want to stop, similar in feel, and where buildings were brought in from all over the place, whereas Williamsburg, the buildings are all authentically located where they actually were in colonial times. And then head up to Sturbridge, another place that moved buildings around, and then head west.
Mm-hmm.
And find your way to the Genesee Country Village and Museum. We're going to take a quick break and come right back talking with Becky Whaley, the president and CEO here at Genesee Country Village and Museum. And you can check out their website while we are in the commercial break. Is it just GCV.org?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, GCV.org. We'll be right back.
But if you haven't a soul, there's only one thing to do. Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York, on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
There's something very special about traveling with a purpose. And I have coined the term, which one day you'll see other people adopting as their own. Just remember, you heard it here first. And that's intentional travel. And intentional travel falls under a number of categories. One, but in particular, you already know in advance of your trip what you want to get out of this trip. And even if you're going to some beachside destination just to sit under a palm tree, know what you want out of the trip, and that will avoid your coming home saying, well, we really didn't this and we really didn't that, and you know, after we got home, we found out that we could have this and we could have that. If walking through living history is something that you find enjoyable, if, as many of those in my audience are doing, you're homeschooling your children, or you are the grandparent of homeschooled children, or you are involved with students at all age levels who have learned about the history of America in a classroom from a textbook, or maybe today from some videos or films or something online, nothing will bring it to life like actually going there and being there. And I highly urge you to throw the people you care about into the car, or in this case, easy to do, hop aboard Amtrak, and you can get off in Rochester, New York. Enterprise Car Rental is marvelous at having cars available where you are, so you don't have to worry about going to where there's the nearest car rental facility. They'll meet you at the train station with a car. So that'll give you the flexibility to drive around the nooks and crannies and find the exciting places to go. And I haven't been to a place as exciting as the Genesee Country Village and Museum in a long time. And I have with me Becky Whaley, who is the president, CEO, and granddaughter of the founder. That in itself is very exciting. I'm sure, I'm going to guess your grandfather's no longer with us, or is he an octogenarian? Or
no, he died in 1993, so he is no
Were you involved here at that point yet, or you were still in school, or what?
I was in college then, but obviously I was born in 1972, so a few years before the museum opened, and, you know, some of my earliest memories are here. We would come all the time for special events and other activities, and so, yes, I pretty much grew up here. And now I was on the board for about 18 years before I became the president, roughly a year or so ago.
Wow. Well, you learned all about it at the dinner table.
I did.
I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's kind
that
of like
true.
Infusion through osmosis.
Yep.
You know, just breathing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so much that can be learned from going to a place that provides you with all the essential pieces of what a destination is about. I mentioned earlier in the last segment. And if you've just joined us, remember, you can go by the middle of this week coming up, you can go to travelers411.com and download the podcast of this interview. And that'll be available for a year. And simultaneously, we have archived, both things go up at the same time, the audio in the show notes, in our forums, in our directory that we create for every one of our guests. And you can go there forever and ever, because once that goes up, it stays for your listening and research pleasure. But Becky, you mentioned the similarity between the Genesee Country Village and Museum just outside of Rochester, New York, in Mumford, New York, and compared it to some degree with places like Sturbridge and Williamsburg, Sturbridge, Massachusetts, Williamsburg, Virginia, to some degree even Plymouth, Massachusetts, Plymouth Plantation, and I mentioned Old Bethpage Restoration. I want to throw in for my listeners whose intentional travel plans include immersing themselves in feeling what it was like to actually live at another time in history. There are two places in Ireland you're going to want to visit. One is in the Republic, and it's called the Museum of Country Life, and I think it's in County Mayo. I have to look it up to be sure. It's somewhere close to Donegal, but what a great place. And focuses on the same things that the folks here at Genesee Country Village and Museum focus on, what it was really like to live in that destination in another time period. The other is in Northern Ireland, and it's the Ulster American Museum and Folk Park, also very similar. So put all these on your menu and make sure. Now, the easiest of all of them to get to, I'm going to say Rochester. Hop on the Amtrak train, get off in Rochester, and spend a good few days, because there's a lot to see and do in this region. And then hop aboard the train and head up to Niagara Falls. And what a lovely trip that can be. So let's talk about, you mentioned there are, is it 65 buildings, did you say?
68.
68 buildings. I wrote 68, I read 65. what kinds of buildings are they? What do they represent?
We have all different kinds of buildings that you would have found in a 19th century town. So houses, all different types, sizes, shapes, along with all of the craftsmen who would have been in a village. So a blacksmith, a cooper, a tinsmith, a potter. We have two churches. We have two different schoolhouses. Also a store. Two inns, a 19th century brewery. So all different kinds of things. It's all, like I said, all of the parts that would have been in a village in this area. And the thing that makes us different from Sturbridge and Williamsburg is that those are more moments in time. They represent specific years. Our spans, because it spans from roughly the 1780s through, you know, kind of the later 19th century, 1870s-ish, you see everything from a one-room pioneer cabin to a very large Victorian house that was built around the time of the Civil War. So you see a broader range of houses in particular.
Wow. Wow. What did it take to get to connect with buildings, become the owner of those buildings, and lift them up and transport them? That had to be incredible.
A lot of work and a lot of money, I think. The good thing is,
where did the money come from?
It was my grandfather.
He self-funded this?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The thing,
too bad he wasn't adopting.
The thing to remember, though, as I said, was that most of these buildings were in disrepair. So the buying them part was...
That was the easy,
right.
But moving them and restoring them...
But yes, you're absolutely right. Moving them, restoring them, furnishing them, all of that was quite
And all of the permits, even a permit just to move something down a highway that's a little peculiar, requires some
somebody to say it's okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're talking with Becky Whaley, the president and CEO of Genesee Country Village and Museum in Mumford, New York, right outside of Rochester.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be talking with Becky Whaley. She's the president and CEO of the Genesee Country Village and Museum, about half an hour drive outside of Rochester. Probably would be a quicker drive if you weren't on country roads, because it's only 20 miles down the road. But when you get into country roads, everything slows down a bit, and that's a really good thing, because that'll give you a chance to take in the sights and the scenery. And I have to tell you, Becky, there's a house, I don't remember how many minutes down the road on the way here. Mm-hmm. I wish I could tell you where it was. This house is right out of a storybook. Mm-hmm. It looks like Victorian period. It is so beautifully restored. It looks like Pollyanna lives there, and they just bought this house brand new last week. But, you know, it's clearly a house that was built in the 1800s, and it is gorgeous. And, you know, I have to get down that road again just to get another glimpse of that amazing house. But that's part of the joy of not being on a road that you're going 75 miles an hour on, whether that's the speed limit or not, because you miss so much. So
yep.
How long have you lived in this area?
I grew up in Rochester, so I've lived here my whole life. But yes, it is, it's a very nice, peaceful, quiet drive out from Rochester to come here. So,
what was your concentration of study when you were in school?
I actually studied political science, so I didn't have anything to do with running a museum.
But you got all that at home.
Exactly.
You got that entire education. This was like a second major.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what is your biggest challenge?
I think, you know, absolutely taking care of those 68 historic structures. They are all, you know, old, very old, and it feels like somebody is constantly in need of a new roof or paint or some other fix. And that is definitely challenging, you know, to the house you just spoke of. Those people probably have their hands full with just one.
Oh, no kidding.
And, you know, we have all of them. And we have a lot of generous donors who are very helpful in helping us to take care of the buildings. But it's definitely tough to make sure that we are staying on top of it, especially because we have a limited amount of time in a year that we can do things like paint and roof, because winter comes and then you have to stop.
So you have to wait.
Trying to get it, all in there.
The nasty thing about roofing. 150 years ago, I used to represent a major tour operator, and 85% of our focus of business was in Spain. Mm. And you'd have people go to Spain, and they'd check in to a wonderful hotel in a top-floor room with a fabulous view, and it would rain, and the room would flood, and the people would get hysterical. But the problem is you have so much sun, and of course the sun and the heat deteriorate the roof. Mm-hmm. And so you don't know you have a roofing problem till the first rain. You know, when it's sunny out, everything is fine. And then once the rains come, you have to wait for it to be dry in order to fix it. So during that whole period that the water is coming in, except for maybe putting up some plastic and dropping some buckets, there's not much you can do until the sun comes out again. So with winter and some fall and spring months, that does, you know, make those challenges even more challenging for you.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to find a person who can put a 19th century cedar shingle roof on a house. Because we don't use regular asphalt shingles, so there are a lot of challenges.
And there are places, even where we live in Berkshire County, there's the challenge of finding a carpenter mm-hmm. for a 21st century house, you know. It's just
right.
But you do need people with unique
absolutely
skills related to construction, restoration, and repair.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep, for sure. In everything, in the roofing, in the painting, in any carpentry that goes on. And that actually
I feel
has
for
been
you.
Part of the challenge is that there are just not people who have those skills these days as much as there used to be. So we're kind of fighting over the few people who can do the roofing that are in this area and trying to get on their calendars.
I never thought about it, but I know a lot of people on the other side of the ocean who own and operate, many of them family owned and operated, castle hotels and manor houses that face the same challenges you do, and there are skilled people who speak English as a first language, so they know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. Who might be willing to come over and spend a couple of months and sort you out if you ever run into, you know, a serious labor problem. Let me know, because I might be the conduit, you know, the catalyst to help you find somebody that knows how to do woodworking that has an art that's disappeared here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll take any help we can get.
And tell them to bring 200 or 300 of their friends and family mm-hmm. to come and visit behind them. Be wonderful for the tourism economy of Rochester and its region. So let's talk a little bit about the operational hours, months, seasons, so people know when they can come to visit the Genesee County Village and Museum.
So we are open for what we call our summer season from Mother's Day through Columbus Day. And so for the first part of that, from Mother's Day through Labor Day, we're open from Tuesday until Sunday from 10 until 4. And then after Labor Day, between Labor Day and Columbus Day, we're open Wednesday through Sunday. But we also have throughout most of the rest of the year, special events, particularly in the fall on weekends. We have something almost every weekend. We have Halloween events. We have a whole variety of holiday events. And then in the spring, we have everything from programs at our Nature Center. We have a big maple sugaring program that goes on for 2 weekends in early spring. So even if you're not here at a time when we are officially open, chances are there's something going on here on the weekend.
Tell me about your Halloween event.
We have 2 different Halloween events, actually. So we have one that is geared more for grown-ups. It's a guided tour of our houses in the evening, and it has a spooky theme, as I like to say. So this year, our theme is going to be around witches, and in usually about 8 buildings, there are vignettes about 10 minutes long performed by actors that tell you some kind of 19th century story around witches. And then we also have 2 days right before Halloween that we do trick-or-treating. So kids can come with their families and trick-or-treat at our buildings throughout the village. And so it's a great safe way to have a fun trick-or-treating experience.
How does that work?
They just go around. We have people in buildings, and the kids come up and say trick or treat, and they get a candy or a little 19th century treat, and then they move
what
on
would
to the
a
next
19th
house.
Century treat be?
I think we give out. It depends. Each year it's something different, like maybe a wooden nickel or something small like that.
A wooden nickel. Wow. That's great. That is great. Lots of stories to go along with that one.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of... we're okay. I'm looking at time over here. We're good. What's your favorite part about the job that you do as the president and CEO? And if you've joined us, we're talking with Becky Whaley, who is the president and CEO of the Genesee Country Village and Museum in Mumford, New York, which is just outside of Rochester.
I think my favorite part is seeing kids having a great time here. Because to your point earlier about how, you know, you have to experience things, that's what kids can do here. So we're actually in the middle of our summer camp season right now, and there are kids who are dressing up like Civil War soldiers, and they're here from 10 until 4 every day during the week, and they are learning how to shoot, learning how to set up their camp. And that's just a completely different experience than they can get anywhere else. And they came here to do it, and we're teaching them things that will hopefully have an impact on the rest of their lives. So,
oh, very cool is that. Oh, I'm sure it will, too. Those are the kinds of memories that you can't make in a classroom.
Nope. No, it's not the same. And we see it when kids learn how cooking was done back then, or how the laundry was done, or they meet some of the animals that we have. It's just, it's transformative.
Let us talk about animals. What kind? Oh, we have to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to find out about, other than the two-footed kind, what kind of animals are roaming about here at the Genesee Country Village and Museum. And go check out their very easy website, GCV.org. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Like 4th of July, he's even got the horses popping pop down the...
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Today's the day the teddy bears have appeared.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Animals. You said the right word. For me, that's always the bingo moment. I'm talking with Becky Whaley. She is the president and CEO of the Genesee Country Village and Museum in Mumford, New York, just outside of Rochester, New York. And I highly recommend jumping aboard Amtrak. We went up to Niagara Falls first and then came down from Niagara Falls to Rochester, and then we will board Amtrak again to go back to the station we got on at, because it would be silly to get off somewhere else considering that's where our car is, at the Albany Rensselaer train station. And it is such a civilized way to travel. So lovely to look out the window, and we were actually in the business class of service. The economy class, coach class is lovely, but there's nothing like an upgrade, people. So if you've got a little extra jingling something in your pocket, I would highly urge you to invest in business class. So much fun to go into their snack car and have a sandwich or a burger or some soup or whatever. And they've got tables and upholstered banquettes like you'd find in a diner. And it's fun to sit there. Every seat has two outlets, actually. So I was busy charging my cell phone and not working on the battery of my laptop and, you know, recharging my iPad at one point when one of those two items was fully charged. It's just a great way to arrive relaxed and refreshed and ready to meet the day. And when I'm talking with people about destinations, and I'm sure as you're listening, we're going to hit on something that's going to excite you. For my husband, when people get to the point when they say there's an antique car rally, that's it. That's his bingo moment. And that'll get him motivated to get up and go. And for me, it's often animals. I went to Mexico to a place I never, ever would have gone to. Sounded wonderful, you know, yet another wonderful beach destination, beautiful hotels, great food, lovely people. Yeah, been there, done that. All right. But I was interviewing a fellow named Jesus Carmona, who was the director of the El Tigre Golf Course, on which there are habitats in which tigers live. And sometimes, he told me, when the baby tigers are born, the mommy tiger decides she doesn't feel like being a mom and decides to eat the babies when they're just an hour or two old. Very unpleasant. Or maybe the baby is ill when it's born and the mother rejects it. So Jesus goes into the habitat, which is like a big zoo place, goes through the iron bars and opens the door. He doesn't slide through like a ghost, and scoops up the babies and takes them out, and he takes them home. And they live in his house till they're about somewhere between 5 and 8 months old, when they go into the population with other tigers on the golf course. And I said to him, if I come to visit you, do I get to hold a baby tiger? And he said, absolutely. And that was my bingo moment. And we flew off to Riviera Nayarit so that I could go to the El Tigre golf course. And if you go to my website, you will find photos of me hugging, kissing, and feeding from a baby bottle. Tiger formula prepared by their vet for two little baby tigers that the mother wanted nothing to do with. And wow. This man went into the cage with Cleo, was the mommy, and Caesar was the dad. And they wanted, and they were both tigers they had rescued when they were little. Mm-hmm. But they're still wild animals. I mean, I don't know that I'd be so brave to walk in, especially go mess with a pregnant mom. And a mom that just gave birth and she's got the little baby in her mouth that's 1 hour old, and remove it. Geez, I wouldn't take the roast beef out of my Irish setter's mouth. I mean, I wouldn't risk it. And he loved me. He was a dog. So I flew, and 10-day-old tigers were in my arms, and I got to kiss their little noses. A life-altering event. So when you say to me, Becky, animals, I'm all yours. Tell me about the animals here at the Genesee Country Village and Museum.
Well, if you'd been here about 3 months ago, you would have been able to bottle feed our two new oxen, wow, who were born March 1st.
How big is a baby oxen when it's born?
When they were born, I would call them about the size of a very large dog. They weren't actually born on site here, but they fit in the back of our farmer's Jeep to come here. So that was about the size that they were.
Wow, they're huge.
At that point.
You can't hold that in your arm and feed it like a little toy.
No, not. They weren't that that little.
But they sound big enough to be able to do you some damage.
They will be eventually. So we have actually two sets of oxen. We have the little guys who are about 5 months old now, and their names are Star and Bright. They are named after the oxen that Almanza Wilder, who was Laura Ingalls Wilder's husband, had when he was growing up. And so we have those two, and then we have two full-grown ones who are about 6 years old. Their names are Buck and Dan, and they are about twice the size of a Jeep now each.
Wow.
They're they're at least 2,000 pounds each, I believe.
Oh my goodness.
And they are very large. So we have the whole range of oxen here, but the
are there any more snuggly animals that I could feel warm and cuddly with?
We do. We have Hog Island sheep, who are, they're a heritage breed. They were found off the coast of Virginia. And so we have baby lambs every year. They've gotten a little bit bigger now, but they're still pretty cute and snuggly. We have pigs that we raise every year. We have a horse. And then we have a whole variety of birds as well. Chickens, roosters, geese. And then over at our nature center, not so warm and snuggly, we have a snake and a few turtles who we use over there for educational purposes. But they're very nice. You do not want to get that close to them.
I'll take your good advice. Is there a final thought you have for our listeners, Becky?
Just that we are a great place to come and learn, no matter what kinds of things related to history you're interested in. Farming or cooking or gardening. Again, we didn't get to talk much about our art gallery, but all kinds of things there. So lots for the entire family here. We hope everyone will come visit.
And you can get more information at their website, GV, no, wrong, GCV, for Genesee Country Village, GCV.org. Stay with me, everybody. So much more to come. We're visiting Rochester with Visit Rochester. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.